Hi, welcome to Webcamps TV. I'm your host, Brady Gaster, and we are continuing our Week of Web Matrix series this week, talking about all the latest and greatest features in the latest and greatest release of Web Matrix. Today I'm here with Tao Dawn. I hope I said that right.
Yes. Okay. Perfect.
And she is a PM on the Web Matrix team. And earlier in the week, we had an episode with her teammate, Faith. And Faith introduced how Web Matrix supports PHP by showing everybody how to do a WordPress site. Using Web Matrix 2. We're going to go a little bit deeper into the world of PHP today. Tao's going to give us a pretty good introduction into that and talk about some of the deeper technical features, the installation process, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to just dive right into PHP today. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Tao and let her get started.
All right, so let's start at the beginning. There are a few ways that you can create your PHP website in Web Matrix. You can either edit an existing website on a local machine or a remote server, or you can start with the set of templates that WebMatrix provide for you. The third way is you can also create your website from the popular open source applications like WordPress, Joomla, and Drupal.
Cool. We've heard some about the templates. Why don't you show us some of the different ones that are with PHP? We've seen some of the other templates like the Node and the ASP.NET, but we haven't seen a lot of the PHP templates yet.
Sure. So this is the template gallery from WebMatrix. If you use WebMatrix 1 earlier, then you probably are familiar with the ASP.NET web pages template that we provided. In version 2, we also provide template for PHP, Node.js, and HTML. So as a PHP developer, you have the empty site PHP template, which allows you to start creating your website from scratch. Mm-hmm. Or you can select the PHP starter template. And this template provides you with a professionally designed layout, as well as a simple system for user login and page management.
Cool. Awesome. Do I need to have PHP like pre-installed on my machine? Because I've been through that before, and I'm not very good at it. So,
very good question. So that's one of the things that we hope to make it easier for you. This template will actually detect whether or not you have PHP and MySQL installed on your machine. If not, then it will go ahead and set it up for you, so you don't have to do anything.
Nice.
So on this screen, because this page I mentioned that it allows you to manage the page, so you need to select the admin credential that you're going to use for the site.
Okay.
And then simply click Next. Now it will start to install the template, and in a few seconds you can see the site is already generated. You can start going into WebMatrix and explore your site.
Nice.
So in WebMatrix there are four basic workspaces. The site workspace basically contain information about your website, like the URL and the path to the content.
Mm-hmm.
It also creates a set, include a set of basic resources that you can start using if you are new to PHP development.
Cool.
And in the file workspace, that's where you mainly work with editing and creating your code. So you can also add new new files to your website. And WebMatrix provide with a set of file types that you can select from. For example, if it knows that you're working on a PHP site, so it suggests the common file type for PHP, like JavaScript, CSS, and PHP itself.
Nice.
So then it will start creating the site, the file for you. So let's see what this template does. I can run this locally and see that the site is up and running. And I can use the login information that I entered earlier for the admin credential. So after I log in, then it allows me to add, edit, or delete the page from this website.
Awesome. So it's almost like a small CMS system.
Exactly.
Nice.
Exactly.
That's excellent.
And in the database workspace, you can easily manage the data associated with this site. In here, I already have the MySQL database installed, so it allows me to add data or add new table to this site.
Nice.
And do you know that you can also run the report, the SEO and performance reports,
mm-hmm.
in WebMatrix?
Mm-hmm.
That will allow you to optimize your site for searchability and performance.
Nice. That's good to know. We saw some of that earlier in the week on the first. I think we went through that on the first show. And I know that I am pretty bad at SEO, qualified HTML, so that helps out quite a bit.
Yes.
You talked about the database tab, and you're actually connecting to a MySQL database there.
Yes.
If I had a MySQL database in the cloud or somewhere else, can I actually connect to it here as well and do all my work just
you
like I could?
You can download your database locally, okay. And that's one of the features in WebMatrix that it not only download but also set up the database so that it worked locally for you.
Fantastic. Cool. Awesome.
So let me actually show you an example website that I create using this template.
Cool.
So in here, in WebMatrix, you can go to File, Open, and open the existing site that you created. So this is a soccer website that I created for Soccer League. And let me run it and show you what it does. So this is a very simple page on the home page.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a welcome message and then display the news items about this league. So in each of the news items, we have the news title, the image, and the content of the news. And all of this information is stored in the MySQL database of this website.
Okay.
We use PHP and a little bit of JavaScript to display the information out to the HTML page, as well as dynamically collapse and expanding the news item as user click on it. And in the Teams page, right now I have a table that display the team information or statistic in the year of 2012, which is this year.
Oh, okay. So does it have data in the database that goes back to 2011 and back?
Sure.
So we probably need to augment the UI a little bit to give somebody the ability to select the year.
Yeah.
Would that be difficult using this template?
No, not at all. So that's actually very easy to do. So let me go back to WebMatrix, and in the file workspace, that's where I'm going to edit my code.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the page is displayed from this PHP file called teams.php. And you can see my variable leak display year. That's where I hold the variable of which year I want to display the data for.
Okay.
And on this page, I also have a HTML table that display the row and columns of the data that I query from my database. So let's look, have a quick look at the database right now. So in here, I have the leak table. That's where I'm going to display all the data from. And I have the year 2011, the team that played in that year, their match plays, as well as the year 2012.
Okay.
And so WebMatrix allow you to simply add like a table. Say I have a test table. And then I will enter some like ID. You get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Save it, and then in the data view, you can simply enter the data, things like that.
Nice.
So, or you can, in WebMatrix, execute, of course, I enter a non-numerical
right.
ID, so WebMatrix has a feature that it shows you that it's an invalid type of
nice.
Data. So in WebMatrix, if you don't want to do that manually and you have an existing SQL script, like in this case, I have a SQL query that create the junior league table, and I'm going to do execute. You can see it very quickly execute the SQL query. And if I refresh the table, now I get the junior league populated.
Nice.
So let's go back to the editing that you asked me to do earlier that let user actually select the year and dynamically refresh the page.
Okay.
So in order to do that, first we need to add some sort of HTML form around the table that display the selector where user can select the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do that here because I know the table is here. I'm going to add a simple form with the ID team table form, and add the regular attribute for it, like action and method. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave action as blank right now. And method, I will use the default get method. And you see as I type, WebMetrics show me the suggestion for the code. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to wrap this form around the existing table that I have. So the next step is now that we have the form, then I want to actually show the selector control mm-hmm. that user can select the year from there. So I want to use that selector after team statistic. So I'm going to insert the code here. And to save you the time, I'm going to use the snippet extension in WebMetrics. So what it does is it actually inserts this code snippet that I already have in WebMetrics. And you can find it in the WebMetrics extension gallery.
Okay. When you install WebMetrics, is the snippets extension already in by default? Or
no.
Is that one you have to go out and install?
So the snippet extension is already in the gallery.
Okay.
But you need to go in there and select from the multiple extension that we have.
Okay.
So we're almost there. And the next step, instead of, I'm going to comment this code out. Instead of have a static value for the leak display year, mm-hmm. I'm going to condition it so that it reflects the value that the user select.
Okay.
And if the page is loaded the first time, the selection is actually empty, mm-hmm. and we want to default back to the current year.
Okay.
So WebMetrics also know that I already used this variable before, so it will make the suggestion based on that.
It actually looks like it picked up a lot of other variables from your PHP code as well.
Exactly. Nice. That's a nice thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have the empty function. So it will return true if the selection is empty. So notice that the select attribute that we have earlier is called the
team table selector.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to use it for. And if the team table selector is not empty, then I want the leak display year to be the team table selector itself.
Okay.
And if it is empty, meaning the page is loaded the first time, then I want it to be the current year. And I'm going to use the PHP function for that. So as you see, if I hover over this function of PHP, mm-hmm. and WebMetrics display what it does and like the signature of the function, as
cool.
well as more detailed pages. So in here, I'm going to use year as my attribute. And then I'm going to save it. So now that I have made the changes to my code, then let's run it and see whether or not it's working correctly. So if I go to the team page now, you can see that there is a selector where I can select, and it will refresh the page and display the information from the year 2011.
Nice.
So
that's great. So now what we probably want to do is to deploy it, right?
Sure.
Is that kind of what the next step would be? Because we want to get
yes.
this out there so that all the teams kind of have some place to go to.
Exactly.
Where are we going to deploy this to?
So we're going to use Windows Azure as an example here to deploy our website.
Okay.
And it can be done very easily. I'm going to walk you through how to do that in Windows Azure. This is the Windows Azure website. And here you can select to create a new website, either with an empty site with no database, or in this case, I'm going to create a site with a MySQL database.
Okay.
So I'm going to call this Redmond team. And create a MySQL database. and accept. So now is what it's doing here is it's instantiate the website in Windows Azure.
And build a database and all that stuff as well?
Exactly. Okay. So all of that is done by just a one-click step. So in here, I'm going to go to the site that I just created and download the publishing profile. This contains the connection string that I can use to import into the web matrix.
Oh.
So I'm going to download the published profile here to my local machine and then save it. So now it's already downloaded under in my downloads folder. Back in Web Matrix, I can go in here and import the publishing profile. So this here it is, the one that I just downloaded,
mm-hmm.
and then hit save. So after I hit save, then I will go back and publish my site.
And we'll figure out the database and everything from there.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So now it go through my site and show me the list of files that it's going to publish. And then I want to also publish the database. And then I hit continue. So now you can just sit back and relax, mm-hmm. and WebMatrix will do all the heavy lifting
mm-hmm.
for you.
Mm-hmm. We can see it uploading the files down there at the bottom.
Yes. So, and now it's done.
Wow.
That was really fast,
right? That was really fast.
So after the publish is done, then you simply click on the link, and now my site is live.
Nice.
And I can go to the Teams page and see the changes that I have made.
Nice. So what did that take, 30 seconds to load the site?
Yes, 30 seconds or less.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yes. So awesome. What I've just showed you is WebMatrix has a set of templates that you can start out to create PHP very easily, and it deploy MySQL and PHP and all the necessary dependency for
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And then WebMatrix has the code complete that help you do the coding for PHP and other modern language like jQuery and JavaScript.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you make the change, you can also work with database, the database associated with your website very easily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can like run SQL queries in there and everything. I don't think we've touched on that in any of the other shows so far. I haven't seen a custom SQL query get executed yet, so that was pretty exciting.
Right.
And you did it against a MySQL database, which is pretty fantastic.
And that, you can see that it's very painless to do that and
mm-hmm.
very fast. So after you made all of your change to the code and the database,
mm-hmm.
then the publish feature actually help you to publish and deploy your site to any remote server
nice.
Very quickly.
Nice. That was awesome. Well, that couldn't be less painful.
Yes.
I might actually be able to do some PHP coding now that I have all that IntelliSense.
Yep.
We're going to talk about more WebMatrix throughout the rest of the week, and you're going to see some of the features that you just saw done in PHP and some of the features like this that you've seen done in web pages. We'll actually see how to do that in Node.js as well. I think we've done one Node show this week. We'll go a little bit deeper in a couple of days. But I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
That was very exciting. And I appreciate your time as well. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Take care.